comprehensible things incomprehensible, rather than making them part of the inventory of the first attention. After a short-lived feeling of comfort in seeing the wall of fog, I had to agree with Don Juan that it was better to keep the transition period as an incomprehensible abstraction. But by then, it was impossible for me to break the fixation of my awareness. Every time I was placed in a position to break the barrier of perception, I saw the wall of fog. On one occasion in the past, I had complained to Don Juan and Genaro that although I wanted to see it as something else, I couldn't change it. Don Juan had commented that that was understandable because I was morbid and somber, that he and I were very different in this respect. He was light-hearted and practical, and he didn't worship the human inventory. I, on the other hand, was unwilling to throw my inventory out the window, and consequently I was heavy, sinister, and impractical. I had been shocked and saddened by his harsh criticism and became very gloomy. Don Juan and Genaro had laughed until tears rolled down their cheeks. Genaro had added that on top of all that, I was vindictive and had a tendency to get fat. They had laughed so hard, I finally felt obliged to join them. Don Juan had told me then that exercises of assembling other worlds allowed the assemblage point to gain experience in shifting. I had always wondered, however, how to get the initial boost to dislodge my assemblage point from its usual position. When I'd questioned him about it in the past, he'd pointed out that since alignment is the force that is involved in everything, intent is what makes the assemblage point move. I asked him again about it.
"You're in a position now to answer that question yourself," he replied. "The mastery of awareness is what gives the assemblage point its boost. After all, there is really very little to us human beings. We are, in essence, an assemblage point fixed at a certain position. Our enemy, and at the same time our friend, is our internal dialogue, our inventory. Be a warrior. Shut off your internal dialogue. Make your inventory and then throw it away. The new seers make accurate inventories and then laugh at them. Without the inventory, the assemblage point becomes free."
Don Juan reminded me that he had talked a great deal about one of the most sturdy aspects of our inventory, our idea of God. That aspect, he said, was like a powerful glue that bound the assemblage point to its original position. If I were going to assemble another true world with another great band of emanations, I had to take an obligatory step in order to release all ties from my assemblage point.
"That step is to see the mold of man," he said. "You must do that today, unaided."
"What's the mold of man?" I asked.
"I've helped you see it many times," he replied. "You know what I'm talking about."
I refrained from saying that I did not know what he was talking about. If he had said that I had seen the mold of man, I must have done that, although I didn't have the foggiest idea what it was like. He knew what was going through my mind. He gave me a knowing smile and slowly shook his head from side to side.
"The mold of man is a huge cluster of emanations in the great band of organic life," he said. "It is called the mold of man because the cluster appears only inside the cocoon of man. The mold of man is the portion of the eagle's emanations that seers can see directly without any danger to themselves."
There was a long pause before he spoke again.
"To break the barrier of perception is the last task of the mastery of awareness," he said. "In order to move your assemblage point to that position, you must gather enough energy. Make a journey of recovery. Remember what you've done."
I tried, unsuccessfully, to recall what was the mold of man. I felt an excruciating frustration that soon turned into real anger. I was furious with myself, with Don Juan, with everybody. Don Juan was untouched by my fury. He said matter-of-factly that anger was a natural reaction to the hesitation of the assemblage point to move on command.
It will be a long time before you can apply the principle that your command is the eagle's command, he said. That's the essence of the mastery of intent. In the meantime, make a command now not to fret, not even at the worst moments of doubt. It will be a slow process until that command is heard and obeyed as if it were the eagle's command.
He also said that there was an unmeasurable area of awareness in between the customary position of the assemblage point and the position where there are no more doubts, which is almost the place where the barrier of perception makes its appearance. In that unmeasurable area, warriors fall prey to every conceivable misdeed. He warned me to be on the lookout and not lose confidence, for I would unavoidably be struck at one time or another by gripping feelings of defeat.
The new seers recommend a very simple act when impatience or despair or anger or sadness comes their way, he continued. They recommend that warriors roll their eyes. Any direction will do. I prefer to roll mine clockwise. The movement of the eyes makes the assemblage point shift momentarily. In that movement, you will find relief. This is in lieu of true mastery of intent.
I complained that there was not enough time for him to tell me more about intent.
It will all come back to you someday, he assured me. One thing will trigger another. One key word, and all of it will tumble out of you as if the door of an overstuffed closet had given way.
He went back then to discussing the mold of man. He said that to see it on my own, unaided by anyone, was an important step because all of us have certain ideas that must be broken before we are free. The seer who travels into the unknown to see the unknowable must be in an impeccable state of being. He winked at me and said that to be in an impeccable state of being is to be free of rational assumptions and rational fears. He added that both my rational assumptions and my rational fears were preventing me, at that moment, from realigning the emanations that would make me remember seeing the mold of man. He urged me to relax and move my eyes in order to make my assemblage point shift. He repeated over and over that it was really important to remember having seen the mold before I see it again, and since he was pressed for time, there was no room for my usual slowness. I moved my eyes as he suggested,